Russ and I recently started using Via Hemp products, and let me tell you how much of a game changer they are. So I have such a hard time with sleep. I wake up so many times throughout the night. When I wake up, it takes me forever to fall back to sleep, especially on the nights that I have work in the morning. So an hour before bed, I pop a Flow State, which is one of Via's CBD gummies. And I literally just drift off to sleep and I do not wake up. If I wake up, I fall right back to sleep. Russ really loves Via Hemp edibles as well because he suffers from a lot of nerve pain, especially since his accident. He'll pop a gummy, his have THC in them, and he sleeps through the night and the nerve pain doesn't wake him up. When I tell you that this sponsor of ours sent us an amazing sample pack with tons of gummies, we are so happy with them. They taste amazing and they have literally a product for everything, for relaxation. They have one called Cloud Nine that makes you feel really good. If you want to spice it up in the bedroom, they literally have a gummy for everything. So if you are 21 and up, you can get 15% off and a free pack of gummies with our exclusive code WIFEOFCRIME1 at viahemp.com. That's VIIAHEMP.com. And our code is WIFEOFCRIME1. So, Russ, it is the end of 2022, and I think it's time that we do a little wrap-up. Maybe we'll do this every year, where we wrap up the year, talk about all the good times, and even give out an award at the end of the episode. This is our 2022 wrap-up. Everyone, welcome back to Wife of Crime.
Happy New Year.
It's our New Year's wrap up.
Yeah.
We decided to do this yesterday.
Yeah, so we saw these things on the internet and everyone's wrapping shit up. And I guess we're going to wrap up 2022, talk about some of our favorite moments.
Yeah, we're going to just talk about the podcast and how much fun we had. And I'm going to put a bunch of clips in there. And hopefully this is going to be a fun episode to commemorate 2022. It is New Year's Eve right now.
Yeah, we're literally recording on New Year's Eve. Jess is going to try. She has her outfit set of what she's going to wear tonight. We're going over to my sister's house. But I know before we leave, she's going to try on probably 4 or 5 more outfits and ask my opinion on them. And I'm really not going to have much of an opinion on any of them.
Well, I think I know exactly what I'm going to wear. So I think we're good. I'm not going to ask your opinion.
I don't know what I'm going to wear either, but it's probably something that's like clean and on top of all the other clothes.
I think it's probably going to be a t-shirt, sneakers, and
pants. I'll bring myself.
So, happy New Year, everybody. You know, this year was a lot of fun. I feel like this year...
We came back this year, right? Like, we weren't around.
No, that was last year, Rose. 2021, we came back after a break.
Like Jordan, wearing the 4-5. We retired, and then we came back, and we won 3 more championships.
Well, last year is when we came back. This year, I feel like we grew a lot, though. Like, we grew a good amount in 2021, but 2022, we grew a lot. And there was a lot of reasons for that. I feel like because of military murder.
Shout out to Margo.
Margo's amazing. She, you know, helped us grow a lot by putting episodes of our show on her feed.
Yo, go check her out.
Yeah, if you haven't listened to Military Murder, you got to go check her out. My TikTok blew up.
Yeah, you got like 4 million views on one video that you just decided to make out of nowhere when you were like bored.
Exactly. And I had never made a TikTok before. So it was really funny that my first TikTok I ever made.
You just had to lie about her age to get on there. If they knew her real age, there would have been no shot. They're like, yeah, get out of here, grandma.
And I don't know. People just started spreading the word. I feel like we just had a lot more downloads, a lot more followers on the social. And yeah, we really grew a lot more this year.
Yeah. And We've been banging out five-star review after five-star review. Our rating went up to like 4.9 overall on Apple, which is pretty good because I've said this before. Like, I thought we were going to end up around 4.6 and I was going to be satisfied with that.
Yeah, I thought so too. I thought we'd be about a 4.6.
But obviously, I'm a 5 out of 5, baby.
There was a couple things this year that kind of became a trend. One of those things is that you decided that you identify in a lot of ways. Randomly, you just started calling yourself Russ, aka whatever you were feeling in the moment.
Yeah, sometimes just how I feel. It ain't even a name. Like right now, I'm Russ, aka New Year, same me. Just make them up.
Yeah, so we had a lot of AKAs this year. And here are some of them.
What's up, folks? We're back. It's me, Russ, a.k.a. the drain hair cleaner.
The drain hair cleaner?
A.k.a. how did I get here as a true crime host? A.k.a. big mold in the building. You didn't love me at first, but you're still here. Cheers. A.k.a. can I pet your dog?
What's that from?
Somewhere on Instagram, a.k.a. Lil Weezy's husband. A.k.a. I'm still drinking beer. A.k.a. I'm still on vacation. Don't tell my job. What's up, folks? It's your boy, Russ. A.k.a. still cooler than Zac Efron.
Jesus.
I didn't remember all of those.
I know.
But you know, I don't remember most of the episodes either.
You don't remember a lot of things, Russ.
I think, I was telling you this yesterday, I think if you told me a story you already told me in a podcast at this table, that I'd like, oh, wow, that was a good story. And I already heard it.
I don't know. I feel like it might jog your memory a little bit, but.
Yeah, like, wait a minute. I'm like, oh, that reminds me of this other podcast that we did where someone killed someone.
You just don't remember names very well. You don't remember names at all.
Yeah, and I also found out this year that I don't recognize faces either.
You're just all fucked up in the game, bro.
But I feel good.
Well, since you don't remember names, we decided that your job would be the patron shout-outs, which is really funny to have the guy who doesn't like to read in public.
Yeah, I don't like reading out loud.
To do the patron shout outs where you have to read a bunch of names.
And a lot of you have some weird names and you don't use all the letters that you put in your name. So I think you should take them out of your names.
Oh, stop. Yeah, you can't help it. That's the thing. When you're named something, you can't help but what you're named. It's your parents' fault for naming you that.
Well, yell at your parents and then go take the letters out of your name that don't make noise.
You're an idiot.
Seriously. My name is Russell, and all the letters are used. There's double letters. I don't know why, but, you know, that's how they do it.
So double letters are fine.
Yeah, because two letters of the same thing just make the same sound.
Okay.
So you could ignore it.
Well, the funny part is, you know, we love DMX. He is one of our favorites.
R.I.P.
absolutely love DMX. We've talked about this many times. We saw him in concert. He's amazing.
I was in his documentary.
You were in his documentary.
On the title screen.
Yes,
you were. On HBO. Go check HBO. We sent someone a free t-shirt, I think.
Yeah, because she spotted you. Because
she spotted me. It's like, whoever spots me gets a free t-shirt.
Well, you took the patron shout-outs to the next level because you said that it reminded you of the DMX song.
About three Kims, LaToya, and Tina. Get at me, dog. What these bitches want.
So,
if you don't know that song, go listen to it. I don't know. It's probably called What These Bitches Want.
And then he names all the girls.
It got it. Or What They Want, maybe. Like,
yeah, I don't know if they have What These Bitches Want in the title. I feel like it's probably What They Want.
We had a review that said What These Bitches Want.
Yeah, we did. So you started doing that, and people got a really big kick out of it with the patron shout outs. But it was the perfect thing because the name, it really does sound like that when you're naming all these names. It's hilarious. So another thing we did this year that people got a huge kick out of, because we really wanted to bring you guys more content. You know, we have our our episodes on Patreon, where we watch a documentary and review it. And then we have our bi-weekly, you know, regular episodes. But we wanted to bring you more content. And we decided that it would be cool to do a segment called Start Spreading the News.
Yeah, like Frank Sinatra.
Like a bonus episode. Yeah, we're in New York, obviously.
And he's like, it's up to you, New York. And yeah, I'm New York.
So we did a few Start Spreading the News episodes and people absolutely loved it. It wasn't necessarily crime related. I was, you know, I have to say, before we put the first one out, I was a little nervous about how it would be received because we are a true crime podcast. We're called Wife of Crime.
Very self-centered.
And I was just wondering, like, are people going to receive this well? Do you think they'll like it? Because we're just talking about random news stories and a lot of them weren't crime related.
Yeah, and it got good feedback and people are asking for more.
Yes. Well, we have a few clips of our favorite moments from Start Spreading the News.
And here they go.
That was cheesy.
That's okay. Carry pepper spray on your workouts. It's not a victim blamer. I'm just like, give yourself the best chance to survive.
Yeah.
Because if someone can't see you, once you spray them with the pepper spray, they can't see you.
Mm-hmm.
Coming out to work, going to your parking lot in the middle of the Manhattan in real late, Jess,
mm-hmm.
carry your pepper spray. If a bum grabs your butt, you spray him.
Mm-hmm.
And if he's on the floor, kick him one time in the face.
Stop.
And then leave. No, I'd get a nice kick in, boy. I'm not even a soccer player, but I would poof.
Well, a bum did bite my butt in the past.
That's an old story.
That is an old story.
If you've been here a long time, the bum bite story is somewhere in there.
No, it's only on Patreon.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to have to join.
Yeah, I only told that story on Patreon.
You going to tell it?
All right, I guess I can tell it for the regular feed. When I first moved to New York City, I'd been here a very short time. I think maybe a month or so. And I used to walk to and from work. It was about a 10 or 15 block walk, but I would have to walk by Port Authority. And Port Authority is kind of known where a lot of homeless people hang out.
Palm Central.
It's just very sketch in some areas around Port Authority. But I had to walk by Port Authority every day. So one day I'm walking down the street. This is still the weirdest thing that's ever happened to me in my entire life. So I'm walking down the street. It's literally freezing. There is snow on the ground. It's probably 10 below zero. Not really, but it's super duper cold.
Oh, this story is going into so exaggeration. I had to walk 10 blocks up hills both way in the snow to work.
Well, it was really cold. And I feel someone grab my butt, right? And so, of course, I'm pissed. I turn around and I'm like, someone seriously just grabbed my butt? I turn around and I look and I don't see anyone. I look down and I see this guy, this homeless guy in a wheelchair. And he had no teeth. And he goes, yeah, I just bit that honey.
I can't believe this story.
It's so true.
How many teeth do you think he had if he had to
none.
Guess?
None. He had none.
Not one?
He gummed it.
So it was like a squeeze of a butt.
It was this, I thought someone squeezed my butt. It didn't feel like a bite on my butt. Mm. It felt like a squeeze because he had no teeth. So it was just a gum of my butt. And he's like, yeah,
that's so good.
I bit that honey, right?
What'd you say?
I was pissed. I was like, well, first I was in shock. And then I was like,
I would have laughed, but I also would have tipped over his wheelchair and laughed.
I was not laughing. I was like in shock. And then I was like, oh my God, you just bit my butt? And I started yelling at him. But then there were all these tourists walking by and they were all judging me because I'm screaming at a homeless man.
How did they even know?
In a wheelchair.
All they do is look up.
No, they were all walking by. Everyone was staring at me because I look like the jerk screaming at the homeless man in a wheelchair with no teeth.
I would have tipped him over.
And I told him, I can't believe you just touched me. I should throw you into the street, but I didn't.
Not the street. You got to throw. Was it snowing?
Yeah, it was like snow and ice.
Oh, you should have tipped him over in a puddle.
No. So I just
like
got
a fish out of water.
Really upset. And I left and I went to work. And then by the time I got to work, it was like 10 blocks away. So I had time to cool down and I get to work. And then I just started laughing because I was like, I've been here for like 5 minutes. I've been in New York City for about a month. And all like weird shit just happens here. There are a lot of weird people in this city.
Yeah. Did you get black and blue on your butt?
No black and blue.
I had no teeth.
He had no teeth. It was just a gum.
So you could say someone gummed my butt instead of bit my butt.
That's so weird. It's still the weirdest thing that's ever happened to me in my entire life. And yeah, so that's the story of when the bum bit my butt. And I'll remember it for the rest of my days because it was a real introduction to New York City.
Shout out to that bum for giving us content.
This is back in 2008 when I first moved here.
You can't seduce me with free food and drinks. I can pay for food and drinks. Now, if you said, yo, well, you go to the wedding, you get a free car, I'm like, oh, shit, I'm in. But, like, you're not giving me anything, like...
Whatever.
Like, if I go...
Stop being such a Debbie Downer.
Like, if I go out, right? Like, idiots that think their jobs care about them, that treat them bad all the time, and then buy them a little bit of food sometimes. Like, that's such a trick. Like, no, how about just give me a raise? Like,
or just have fun. You got invited to a wedding. Go and enjoy the time and have a good time. Stop being a Debbie Downer about it. You sound like Carl from the show... Idiot Abroad.
I like Carl.
I love Carl, but Carl is you. You are Carl.
He's a good person.
You guys are very similar. If you guys haven't watched Idiot Abroad with Ricky Gervais, it's hilarious. And Russ is the New York version of Carl.
Well, I think...
But you don't even call him Carl. You call him Carl.
Whatever. I think... Whatever. You say bagel.
Carl.
I don't think it's funny.
It's hilarious.
I don't think he's doing anything wrong. People just always impose, and you'd be like, wait. I would never do this to you. Why are you?
He agreed to go on a show to travel the world. Well, and the whole time he's there, he's complaining about it.
No, it's really good because, like, people, like, look at, like, a monument that's supposed to be beautiful. And he goes, it's not that nice. Yeah. That'd be me. I'm like, what's the big deal?
Yeah, it would be you. That's why I said you are Carl. He had a 7.5-inch water bottle stuck up his butt. How did it get there? Well,
the wife didn't do it.
He shoved it up there himself, but he shoved it up with the bottom first because he thought, oh, if I put the top, if the top is the last thing in, I can grab it to pull it out.
Oh, so he put the fat part in first.
Yes.
Oh, this is nasty.
And it, you know, your sphincter in your rectum, it's powerful. It goes, it sucks things up.
I don't know what a finker is. What? You're like air laughing. You're so red.
A sphincter, not a finkter.
I thought it was a finker. Maybe that's like how you would say it, like you know, if you were
a finker.
Like in Britain, they're like, he thinks a lot. Like, he's a good thinker. Like, thinker.
The sphincter.
Maybe someone from over the pond now is going to give me a bad review.
Oh, because you said... Well, they don't say F's for T's.
They don't?
No, I don't think so.
I thought they did.
They don't say think. I don't think so. They don't say that.
I think they do.
No, they don't.
That's really?
That's just a speech impediment.
Oh, so that's like me hearing someone with a lisp that lives there and thinks everyone talks like that there.
So you don't think he should have been fired even though you're happy he was?
No, I don't think he should have been fired, but I just don't want him here or to work again. I think he should be homeless the rest of his life and be forced to eat ramen noodles from bodegas.
Yeah.
Oodles and noodles all day, son.
Ramen noodles.
Not even. Those are probably too good for him. Maybe he could eat, like, what's the worst thing?
That you can eat?
At a bodega.
At a bodega. I don't know, because all the food's good there.
The mouse that the cat catches that sleeps on the bread.
There's always a cat in a bodega.
Because they keep the mice out.
They do. So that's another thing to realize. You'll be in a bodega in New York. You'll walk through. You'll see this random cat in there. He'll be asleep, you know, on the shelf.
He works there.
Yeah, he'll be walking through the aisles. That's his home.
He works. That's his job.
Yeah, his job is to keep the mice out, because here, mice are everywhere.
And unlike New York people, the cats are always friendly.
Yeah, that's true. You can pet them. They are always friendly. They're used to people.
Yeah, but New Yorkers aren't necessarily friendly, but we're very efficient.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to waste your time like my neighbor across the way that doesn't shut the fuck up. He probably listens because some of our neighbors know now about this pod. Like, it's growing enough where, like, people know.
People know, I know.
Mm-hmm. But if you hear me, let's keep small talk to a minimum, buddy.
Yeah. Russ really, really just likes to do the little head bob, half smile head bob.
I want to be a wave moving. Neighbor. I want to, like, every time we see each other, I give you a nice wave.
Mm-hmm.
And I also stop saying how you doing, because some people are rude enough to actually answer that question. Like, that's not a fucking question. That's a statement. How you doing means, like, hello.
So you just want people to say good.
I want them to ignore me.
Yeah.
And so this way, I'd be like, oh, good, he's down with ignoring people, too. At least he was a dick first.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to be a wave neighbor?
I don't mind small talk, but I like it to be, you know, maybe like 3-4 minutes or less.
Bro, sometimes I'm busy. First of all.
Well, yeah, if I have something to do, I don't want to stand there and talk.
This one, he's going to listen to this shit. I know. It's going to be so awkward. So this one, I'm going running because we go running at this track next door. And so be it, this motherfucker's walking the same way with the yappiest dog of
all
time.
He's definitely going to hear this.
So the worst part of his yappy dog is that when you have a conversation with him, not only do I not want to talk, is that every other word he can't hear because his dog is yapping. So I have to always repeat myself. He's like, what? What? And I always go, never mind. Every fucking time. So then we're walking to the track. He's trying to tell me how to eat. And he's not even in good shape.
Oh, he's trying to tell you how to eat to lose weight?
Yeah, eat. First of all, I'm not fat. I'm just, you know, not. I gained a few pounds.
Like, yeah.
You know, I'm a little overweight. So then, like, we're talking, and the conversation leads everywhere. And then I'm trying to jog away. So I take, first, I take my shirt off, because I like to rub my shirt off. But I do it in an area no one is, because I don't want to make other people feel bad about their physiques.
Oh, my God. You're so stupid.
So I take my shirt off, and I think he's going to leave, because he assumes, like, and I put it down.
Yeah, because you're, like, you're ready to run now.
I stretch a little
yeah.
to let him finish his boring-ass story. I was being so nice. I don't even know what the story's about. But the last thing, as I'm jogging away, he doesn't stop. And then he's telling me about the last thing I heard him say, because it's always useless information, is
I can just imagine you, like, just start running.
Yeah, I'm jogging, but he's still talking. And the last words I heard him say, besides, like, it was Charlie Brown, like, wah, 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 wah. The last thing I heard him say, this is why I remember this, or I probably would have forgot. I can eat 8 White Castle hamburgers was the last thing I heard. And I was like, who does this to people?
And then you just jogged.
He was still talking a little, but that's the last thing I heard him say. And I was like, I just put my headphones on and I had to go. Like,
wow.
And then I was thinking, he was walking the opposite way on the track. I'm like, we're going to cross each other like 2-3 times.
Yeah, and he's going to try to talk. Like, you're literally sweating, running, and he's going to start trying to talk to you again.
I would never do that to someone. Yeah. It's so rude.
Yeah, it is pretty rude.
Like, I don't mind, like, hey, what's up? Oh, the weather's good today. Yeah, man, finally nice out, and you keep it fucking moving.
I think some people just don't pick up on social cues. That's it. It's just like they don't understand when to cut something off. They just don't pick up on social cues.
I probably don't either, because I cut stuff off way soon. But I've decided recently, I think I'm just going to tell people I don't want to talk, and that's it. I'm like, I don't want to talk anymore, and then just walk away.
It's so rude.
I know, but I
so rude.
But they're being rude.
You're going to make people so uncomfortable.
They're being rude to me first. So who's going to win the rude battle? I think I'm going to have to be the rude boy.
Oh, God. Rude boy?
Yeah.
Rude boy. Like, from, what's her name?
I eat 8 White Castle burgers. Like, why are you even telling me this? Maybe if you had one and you were going to share, like, hey, I have a sack of 20, I only eat 8. You want these other 12?
Yeah.
Then, like, all right. And I would have said no, because I don't like accepting stuff from people. It makes me very uncomfortable. And I also don't like people handing me
things. You have a lot of things that make you very uncomfortable. You do have a lot of weird tics that I don't think you realize is weird.
I don't like people handing me things, and I know that's weird.
He doesn't like anyone handing him things.
I hate it. I'd rather you put it down and I'll pick it up.
Yeah.
But it doesn't work like I won't tell anyone.
Now everyone.
Thousands of people know. If you ever see me, don't hand me shit.
What I think is so funny is that people all over the world now know who our neighbor Jonathan is. And ask.
Oh, yo, he don't talk to me as much. He must have listened.
I don't know. I don't think he knows. But it's funny that people literally ask about Jonathan.
Yo, but he don't talk to me as much. And it's better now. Like, once in a while, he could say something. And the one thing I did find out this year is how many White Castle hamburgers he could eat. Yes. As I was walking away. I could eat what 8 White Castle hamburgers. And I swear I should have just, from far away, kept walking and said, I could eat 9, and then just kept going.
So, all right, I got a question for you. What would you say was your favorite episode of 2022?
It would have to be a Not Me, Not Today one.
Okay. We had about a few. Let's see. We had Not Me, Not Today, Ellen Halbert about the ninja in the attic. That one was crazy.
I forgot. I don't really remember that one.
The guy was in her attic hiding, and she had a ninja. He was in a ninja suit, and then he like stabbed her in the head. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
That was crazy. But then she went on and like changed laws for Texas. Yep. And then she went to Congress and spoke.
I remember a little bit. But I remember a ninja and being like, that'd be fucking scary as shit.
Yeah.
Like, all of a sudden, a ninja. And then what's he going to do? A tumble sauce coming through the door? Like a ninja, and then, like, put his hand up, like, with karate and get in a stance because he's pretending to be a ninja? Or is he going to run at you like a non-ninja?
Tumble sauce? I can't with your tumble sauce. Does anyone else say tumble sauce?
Maybe.
It's somersault. Somersault. It's
tumble sauce. That's when you're a kid. You're like, I'm going to do a tumble sauce. First of all, what adult does a tumble sauce anyway?
That's true. I haven't done a somersault or tumble sauce.
Somersault sounds like it's an athletic move. All you do is really put your head on the floor and
flip over.
Roll.
Another Not Me, Not Today that was insane was Tika Adams' story.
Is that the one where the lady tried to steal the baby out of her stomach?
Yes.
Yo, that was crazy.
That was crazy. But you know what else was crazy about that one? That episode, you and I got into almost a full-blown argument. We were really debating, but it could have progressed to an argument if I didn't calm down.
Yeah, you would have had to sleep on the couch.
And and we really divided our listeners. Some
Why?
Of our listeners.
What happened? What we argue about?
Well, I'll play the clip for you so you can hear it.
Okay.
So she gets out the door and it closes behind her and the sun burns her eyes at first. But as soon as they adjust, she just starts to like run.
What? She could run?
I mean, it's probably, I don't know, run, but she's walking as fast as she can and she's banging on doors. Help me, help me, help me. She's going to all these different apartment doors, begging for help, help, help. No one answers the doors. And no one comes out.
And she looks scary if someone's banging on your
It doesn't
door.
Matter. As a pregnant woman who's bloody, you come out and help them. Yes, you do. Otherwise, it's. I can't even believe you're saying right now. We won't address that.
No, we're going to address this. We're not going to let this pass by. Now, the reason is because if I see someone knock on my door, pregnant or not, bleeding, injured, what I'm thinking is whoever's chasing you is right behind you. And if I let you in, look what they did to you. They're going to kill us both.
No, but you're an adult man and she's a tiny little pregnant woman.
I can call the police for you.
Exactly.
But I don't know if I see, if I'm not the only one. Everyone wants to say, oh, I'm the good person. I'll help. But if someone's bloody at your door, banging on the door, you just don't open your damn door. You don't know what the hell's going on.
I'm not going to lie. I am shocked that you would even say that. And it really makes me angry.
I'm not opening the door for anyone.
A pregnant lady who's bleeding and screaming help? You wouldn't open the door? She's tiny.
If you keep asking the same question over and over without letting me talk, you'll never get an answer.
You already said why you wouldn't.
Yeah, because I'm not opening the door for anyone bloody. At all, you're not coming in my house because there's a killer chasing you.
You're bad.
No, because all that's going to happen is you're going to be dead, the killer's going to kill you and the other person, because what are you going to do to defend yourself?
It's like the Kitty Genovese. Have you ever heard of that case? The Kitty Genovese case? The one in New York? You're such a New Yorker. You're like exactly like that case. Because in that case,
they mind their business?
She was being stabbed to death in the courtyard of her apartment building, stabbed. She was screaming. People heard her. They looked out the window. No one called the cops. The guy left. She laid there bleeding. He then came back a half hour later and stabbed her more, and she's crying and screaming and no one called the cops. It's called the bystander effect. It's actually something people study in sociology and psychology. The people who refuse to get involved to the point where other people will die right in front of them. And that is really sad.
I would never let anyone in my house if I saw something going on outside.
But would you call the cops?
I'd say, you know what I would say?
Don't be funny. Would you
call I'm not being funny. A lot of times, I'm like, hey, Jess, some crazy shit going on outside. Take a look. Maybe you can call the cops or something.
If you were here alone, would you call the cops?
I would probably call the cops.
Thank you. But that's all I wanted to hear.
I would not get involved.
You don't have to get involved, but would you call the police?
You just asked that question and you didn't let me finish.
Okay, go ahead.
I will call the cops, but you can't go out and intervene because the person out there obviously has no regard for human life, and they will stab the shit out of you too. And that'll just be two dead people with a bunch of building people in the building that ain't calling the cops for two more extra dead people outside. So it doesn't matter. It's not smart. You may be letting the killer in. Like, you don't know that the roles may have got reversed and someone that was about to get killed stabbed the killer, the original killer that was trying to get them. And now you're letting in the person that possibly was the starter of all this.
Okay.
You don't know who's knocking on your door. No one's coming in this motherfucking house.
I understand that point, and I get that.
I don't even like anyone coming
over. But if you're not opening the door, at least tell me you will call the police if you see that.
Yeah, I could call the police.
Don't say it like that. Say, yes, I will call the police.
I'd have to be in the situation, but I probably would.
You better.
Or, you know what happens in New York really a lot? People see shit going on, and they don't call the police because they think, them other people probably calling.
That's what the bystander effect is. The actual bystander effect is people who think other people will intervene, so they don't intervene. Or call cops or get, you know, whatever. That's what happened to Kitty Genovese.
Well, if you open the door for someone bloody at your door, you're an idiot. You don't know what the backstory is. You don't know what people would say to save their lives, even if they're a terrible person coming in to kill you.
That's fine, but I wouldn't open the door, I guess.
Now
that's a good
you just
point.
Change your story because I fixed it.
Well, I probably would have opened the door, to be honest, but that's a good point that, about the killer thing. I didn't think about
and
that.
And then the husband and...
You mean the kid. He was a boy.
The big boy. Son. Would have came in... And her would have came in, and they're like, oh, let me in, that's my friend. And you're like, oh, your friends are here. You'd open the door, miss I open a door. And you know what would have happened? You would have been dead, she would have been dead, the baby would have been dead, and their ass would have been, well, there was DNA, they probably would have got them, but you just would have been a dead dumbass.
Well, I understand that point, but I would really hope that you'd call the police.
I rest my case, I win.
You don't win at all. You don't win.
Everyone knows
we
I
win. I see that part of your side. So that debate really caused some division with our listeners. Well, lots of messages.
I would say again how I feel, but we just played the clip. And I still feel the same way. You know, you have to take your life into account and your family's life, and you put many more people in danger than that one person. And I'm no superhero. I may look like Captain America and have chiseled, handsome, good looks, but I am not a superhero.
Well, a lot of people agreed with you. And I was honestly surprised at the amount of people who did agree with you because I just thought that everybody would agree with me
you thought that everyone would just give their life for a random stranger at their door, because you're probably just giving your life for someone.
But I didn't think of it that way until you brought up the point of it could be the killer knocking on your door. I didn't think of it.
And the
that
killer
way.
Can be behind that person. So once you let that person in, the killers knock your door down. Unless you got mad guns in there and shit. And even if you do, what do you want to get in a shootout with someone? Who the fuck are you? Billy the Kid?
No, but I would feel more comfortable if I had guns.
You take 10 paces and spin?
I would feel more comfortable if I had guns, though. Wouldn't you?
Yeah, but nobody's coming in my house. And that's why I have guns, so no one gets in.
Well, yeah, we had some Not Me, Not Today's that were pretty epic. We talked about Dave. We talked about...
R.I.P. Dave. He died recently.
He did. We talked about Thad Phillips. That was our most recent episode. That was nuts. That's the one with the bone breaker.
That one's cringy.
It is cringy.
It's good, and it shows the will and strength of this, what is he, 12-year-old kid or something?
13.
13. Yeah. Man, I probably would have gave up, but that kid made it.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. All of our survivor stories are so amazing. We know that everybody knows they're our favorites. We also
and that's how the saying, not me, not today, came. I was probably getting hype. I was like, not me, not today, sucker.
Yeah, that happened way early on.
Yeah.
In our early episodes. Another episode that I really liked doing and I thought was really good was when we talked about Frank the Irishman Sheeran. That episode was titled Forget About It. Forget About It.
I don't remember that one either.
That one's the one about Jimmy Hoffa.
Oh.
Because you're a Teamster.
Yeah.
And you talked about being a Teamster.
Yeah, everyone always asks what I do. You know what I do? I'm a profiler. Like, what do you mean, what do? Everyone wants to know.
Well,
I don't do much, you know? I get by.
Well, I love talking about cases that are from the mafia because we really get to talk a lot about New York and like living in New York and just the culture here, which cracks me up because you're such a New Yorker, like through and through.
Yeah, but I'm not walking around Adidas tracksuits with slick back hair.
No, you're not, but you are still very much a Bronx guy.
There still are those guys that come into the bars with the Adidas tracksuits, the slick back hair, and the... You don't know who I am?
Yeah.
Like, no, who?
Yeah, we've spoken.
You got to tell me.
We've spoken about them, and we talked about them on that episode, actually. So he found out, once he walked in the restaurant and kind of looked around and realized what was going on, that this is Russell Bufalino, and he controlled northeastern Pennsylvania and all of upstate New York. That was his territory.
I wonder how he knew, because... That was definitely the time before Adidas tracksuits. So, like, what were they wearing?
Oh, this was the 40s. At this point, this is the 40s and 50s. They're wearing suits. They're dapper as hell. Men back then, they wore tailored suits.
They wore hats.
They wore hats, like fedoras. They were so dapper back then.
And now only corns wear fedoras. Or Bruno Mars.
Or Bruno Mars. You don't think Bruno Mars is a corn for that? I don't think fedoras are a corn thing to wear.
That's because you wear fedoras.
I love fedoras.
Yeah, well, you know.
You just called me a corn. I love fedoras.
Well, maybe they look good on you, but most men that wear fedoras, you look like you're trying too hard.
I don't know. I don't think it looks bad, but no. That's just me.
Well, maybe I don't wear a fedora because my head is big.
Maybe. You've never seen yourself in a fedora. Maybe if you wore one, if your head wasn't so big, you could wear one and then you'd like the way it looked.
Well, they fit me like yarmulkes.
An image of that, like, giant head, like Jimmy Neutron with this little tiny little fedora.
My head's not that big. I'm obviously exaggerating because that's what I do, but...
That was funny. If you do any research about the mafia, they love to confess to murders. Their whole shtick is like being a tough guy. And
no, that is a thing. Like,
they love bragging about it.
One of the number one things I heard in this neighborhood many times from guys that pretend to be in the mafia is, you don't know who I am?
Yeah, exactly. They love to say that.
And my favorite thing to say is, no, tell me. It's a legitimate question.
No, I know.
Because if I don't, and then what is their answer? They lose. They're like, because those are the clowns.
No, but then they don't do that. They threaten to kill you because they don't know what to say. I've heard you say that to people.
They're like,
before.
No, tell me. And I'm just the bartender. Like, tell me.
Well.
Because a real mafia dude wouldn't have been in these clown-ass bars I was working in with fishbowl drinks.
No, that's true. Yeah, but I've personally met a real mafia dude, and he was not very nice, and he was very threatening towards me. I will say no more, but they do love to show how powerful they are, and they love to brag about things they've done. And 14 of these guys have confessed to this murder because Jimmy Hoffa was the president of the Teamsters. It's a big, huge deal.
But the bosses don't do that. That's like the dudes that are up and coming. Mm-hmm. There's always a clown, even in your friends group, that want to be like, look at me, look at me, look at me. Like,
yeah.
If you're really about it and you're making money and you're doing well, you're not like that.
Well.
And that's why a lot of dudes didn't like John Gotti.
Mm-hmm.
He was very flashy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that's true. But 14 mobsters that confess to this murder aren't necessarily bosses. They're like just guys.
Henchmen.
Yeah.
That's a term I learned from Carmen Sandiego.
Yeah. I have to say, though, my favorite episode and my favorite case, it happened this year, but it's been my favorite case for a long time. And it's not favorite as in like I liked what happened, but favorite as in so inspiring. It's not a not me, not today case, but it's a wrongful conviction case. And it's the case of Sonny Jacobs and Jesse Tafaro.
Oh, that one's tough, too. The poor guy died. He got electrocuted and he got set on fire and he was innocent.
Yeah.
The husband, right? What's his name? Yeah,
Jesse Tafaro.
Yep. R.I.P. Jesse Tafaro.
Yeah. That case was just so heart-wrenching, but Sonny's will to get through all of that was amazing. And after that episode, we actually had contact with her daughter because her daughter, Christina, listened to the episode, reached out to me, sent us a DM talking about how much she appreciated us covering her mom's case. And we spoke for a while and it was just really, really, really cool because it showed that, you know, we sit here and we drink and we have a good time. We talk about some of these cases, but like we are spreading messages of hope for people sometimes. And I don't know, I just really appreciated Christina reaching out to us. And
it's crazy because, you know, I get detached, like, because, you know, you watch so many TV shows where people get killed. We're all desensitized in some way.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you lose, I do, and, you know, someone could yell at me. You could try to wrong me. You'll all try to do that, except the Russ Army. The Russ Army don't play. They defend me.
They do. They do.
And but you kind of lose track that these are real people that are still alive, that have lived through these experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And then when someone, like, the daughter reaches out. Is Sonny still alive?
Sonny's still alive, yeah.
Yeah. So it makes you think, like, you know, these are still real, and that's all I got.
It really connects you with the story even more, you know? Like, I think a lot of people go through that. Like, no one's going to say you're completely wrong about that. I think anyone who consumes true crime in any capacity, we do get desensitized to these stories, and we do detach a little bit. For some reason, we're all, in this community, we're all very fascinated by these stories, and it is kind of a form of entertainment.
Yeah, you guys are kooks.
But it's like it's a weird thing that we're in this true crime community, where we're fascinated, but we're also advocates, and we want the stories out there because you can learn so many lessons from them. And I think it is easy to get detached, but when you hear stories like Sonny's, and then for us, when her daughter, her actual daughter, reaches out and says how much she appreciated us covering her mom's case, it just made my heart so warm. I was so happy about that.
The best part about true crime to me is when there's justice.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I wish there was like vigilante revenge, where like the person goes and cuts someone's head off that killed their family member. They deserve that shit. I like street justice.
Yeah.
Like when the dude that was bullying the town, he disappeared.
Yes.
Yeah, good for that motherfucker.
He was Rex McElroy was his name.
Ken Doucheroy. They took care of his ass. The town. Didn't he like disappear and no one ever knew what happened to him?
No, he got shot. And the town, no one would say who did it.
Yeah, they were like, oh no.
Yeah, they all kept saying they don't know who did it.
They all pulled a New Yorker.
Yep, they
What's that, what you called the bystander thing?
Oh, the bystander effect.
Yeah, they pulled the bystander effect.
Yeah.
That's not me, Poppy. I'm on the 5th floor. Yeah. R.I.P. Rashid, his cousin, responded to on one of his, when we posted his comedy.
Yes, we posted Rashid's comedy bit because we talked about Rashid episodes ago, and we posted it on TikTok, and his cousin responded. That was really cool.
To me, that's it. Go look up Rashid Def Comedy Jam. He talks about Poppy at the deli and stuff. To me, that's the best comedy skit of all time. Yeah. Number one. And you have to have been to New York or lived in New York to probably appreciate it as much as we do.
That's so true. I feel like people who don't live here wouldn't appreciate it as much.
Yeah, they don't get it. Like when you go to a Jamaican store, they act like they don't want to sell you nothing. Yeah. Like, bro, I'm trying to buy something. Like what? Right, that right there? Like, bro, I guess not. You want to keep it, all this stuff? You have a cash register?
Yeah, so true. That's so funny. Well, I think it's time that we do something that we discuss doing, but the people don't know we're going to do. Every episode, we do review of the week. You started it back in 2021. It's been going a long time, and it's been going very strong.
Yeah, you haven't let me forget, because now, before we start, do you have your review of the week? And I'm like, probably.
Well, but it's your job, and you have to pick it.
It's your job to nag me. So this time, it went from review of the week, and we're going to do review of the year. So, with review of the year, if this is you, let us know it's you. We'll figure out a way to prove it, and we will send you like a t-shirt or something.
Yeah, we'll send you something if you reach out to us on any of the socials and let us know it's your review. Review of the year!
Cue the drum roll, Jess.
All right.
Review of the year goes to, I don't know if I'm saying this right, Nige the Mac. Russ needs an OnlyFans. 5 stars. I discovered this show a little over a week ago and just can't stop listening. I listen to multiple episodes per day. Love it. Can't get enough. And finally got around to checking out the YouTube page, and in all caps, oh my God. Russ is, in all caps again, gorgeous. Russ, it's Pride Month. Do me a favor and start an OnlyFans. So there's your review of the year.
Russ, it's Pride Month.
Yo, your boy still got it. Just be careful. I got options.
Yes. Well, we know that our gay fans love you. Yeah. But you've been getting hit on by gay men for years in New York City, being a New York City bartender.
Yeah, and they always tip me really good.
They do.
It reminds me of like when I was with friends and there's like a girl bartender that they like. They always tip that bartender a lot,
yep,
hoping that they would like them.
Well, you had you have a lot of gays that give you lots of tips. And hey, now they want an OnlyFans.
Hey, if it was a guaranteed I'd make money and I didn't have to go to work, I'd be on there butt naked helicoptering.
Ew, stop.
It is what it is, homie.
All right, so what was the name again?
Mm-hmm. Nige the Mac. The Nige is spelled K-N-I-G-E.
Oh, you just decided to leave the K silent.
When a K-N, I assume that the K is silent.
Oh.
Like night. You know, you spell like night?
Yeah. You with Mr. I hate silent letters. That's so funny.
Yeah, so
now. You just assumed.
But yeah, because it confused me. So maybe it's K-Nidge.
K-Nage.
Whatever. Hit us up on the gram. That's the best place to hit us up.
Yes, and let us know that it's you, and you're going to get a gift.
All right, and one other thing that happened this year.
Okay.
Is we did put up a few videos.
We did, on YouTube.
And we went from our kitchen table,
mm-hmm,
to the table in our other bedroom.
In the stew.
Which is our stew, like all the rappers call it. I'm going to the stew.
Yeah. Well, it's our studio that we made. Because we do plan on doing video. You know, video is a whole other animal to tackle. So we are trying to tackle that this year. I think, you know, we have some goals for 2023. We do want to give you guys more content. And we have a lot of goals that we're setting. We're actually going to focus on setting those goals in the next couple days.
We are?
Yes, we are. We're going to have a meeting. The team. The Wife of Crime team is going to have a meeting.
The team of two? We have no help. We don't even know, like, the mics all of a sudden weren't working when we paused to put a clip. I'm like, why aren't they working? And I'm like, I don't know, just keep trying. Like, push it again and again and again. And then just like, and I'm like, I don't know, just try again. And then it worked, and
yeah,
we're finishing the episode now.
Well, we're just, you know, we're the most unprofessional, professional podcast.
Yeah, because we're professional now because we got commercials. I'm sorry, guys, but if we had enough commercials, then we could podcast full time.
Exactly. The commercials really, really help us. Our ads help us a lot. Our sponsors are amazing, and we are so thankful for them. I know that they're a pain in the ass for you guys, but you can always go to Patreon and pay $2 a month and not have any ads. But, you know, for us, having the ads has been really helpful, and it's, you know, eventually, hopefully, going to lead to us cutting back at work so that we can bring you more content.
Well, when I say, like, we get more ads. I don't mean we're going to do more. Like, we'll never drown the podcast with ads. Like,
yeah, I hate
the
that.
Amount you get now is probably the amount you'll always get. But like, the more the numbers get, the more the sponsors will give you to put them on.
Exactly.
So we're not going to like put more.
No, we'll only ever have two in the beginning and two in the middle. And that's
yeah,
it.
And we've been doing live read ads. Sometimes I jump in them.
Yeah. So it's been a really great year. We have a lot of goals for next year. We're hoping to really incorporate more video, bring you guys more content. But as always, we're going to still jump on here, be as authentic as we can be.
No matter how much I get in trouble and Jess says, don't say that. I'm like Puff Daddy and Mace. Can't nobody hold me down. I got to keep on moving.
We just appreciate you guys loving us, giving us all the support. You know, we really are putting ourselves out there by being ourselves on this. And it just means a lot that you guys reach out to us. We get so many cool messages of how we've just helped someone's day by like making them laugh when they're going through a hard time or helped relieve their anxiety. Like some of these messages I get, I'm like, wow, I can't believe that we are impacting people like that. It's kind of crazy.
I got one. This week,
yes,
the dude in Ukraine.
It's a woman, but yes.
Oh well, I didn't read the name. I just saw the message.
Okay.
And wow, that's crazy. It's a woman.
Yes.
That makes it even tougher. She's like GI Jane in Ukraine.
That rhymes. She's not a military member.
Oh, she's not.
She's a civilian hiding in a bunker.
Oh, I thought she was at war.
No, she's hiding in a bunker in the Ukraine.
Oh, that sucks. I thought it was a soldier. Not that it sucks, but it sucks that she's having to hide in a bunker.
Yes.
And she's like listening to missiles go by and stuff and saying that, you know, our day is like people see her laughing a little and she interprets some of the things we say to other people and it like helps her day to like smile.
Yeah.
And I hope you make it out of there. All war sucks. It sucks that there's even a such thing.
I can't believe it either. And when I read that message, I was like, wow, like, I can't believe that this person is going through all of this and they're listening to us. And she said she was listening to the Not Me, Not Today episode.
Motivation. Stay safe.
And it just made me like, wow, this is crazy. Well, I'm really glad that we can give you guys some laughter. And still give you true crime because somehow we've found a balance to balance true crime and comedy. And it's a tough balance, but we've figured it out.
I didn't know it was really a comedy. I just like try to have fun on my own and then hopefully people have fun with me.
Yeah. Well, that wraps up 2022.
All right, guys. Appreciate you all. And signing out from the stew.
Signing out from the stew. All right, everyone. Have a wonderful time. We will...
Don't you fucking say it. Don't say it. Blah, 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 blah.
Year.
Bye.